Blog Talk Radio.
Got a mismatch. Walker on McGee with four. Kemba Walker. Step back. Walker. Cardiac Kemba. Does it again.
Gilbert for the win.
What up, man?
It's only 2016, man. Can you believe that?
That's great. I feel like 2015 went by so fast.
It definitely did. A lot of triumphs and hardships, but it was definitely a special year, to say the least.
Yeah, it was interesting.
So for those who don't know, I go by Jarrell. Dapper J, that what everyone call me. Follow me on Twitter at Dapper J and Instagram at The Only Dapper J, because I don't have the nerve to take Dapper J. They don't even use his name. Anyway, I'm going to get mad. And my co-host, my bro, since 10th grade, since English class.
Yeah, man. You know,
my man Bobby D.
Follow me at BobbyGeorge413. That's Instagram and Twitter.
Dog, we've been friends since 08, bro. That's 8 years, man.
Yeah, man, that's a long time.
A simple question of where we going to take our classroom pictures ended up in your spaceship.
Right? That's crazy.
Heck yeah. Well, today, I mean, it's the first episode of 2016.
First of the new year.
Interesting episode, too. We got a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
How we bought it, because I bought it in with this guy. Interesting moment. Our goal for the new year. Why don't women twerk in the DMV?
Oh, my gosh. That's the most important topic.
I think it is. We're going to do Kiss 3 by K-Camp. And I know Kyle from Dream will drop some. I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet. Also, I'm going to give a review on Breaks. I don't know if you got to catch on VH1 last night. I just saw it. I'm going to give you my take on that. Mm. We also want to deal with Baby Mama drop. We always dealing with a baby.
Yeah, man.
We mentioned the baby.
It's crazy.
And then Rob and I got in a very interesting sports debate. In all those sports reviews Friday, we're going to break down the meaning of a game changer and identify game changers in both basketball and football. And if Rob really bowed, we could do baseball.
Yeah, you know how we do it. Get it in.
Thing we must discuss.
Exactly.
Playoffs.
Number one.
Playoffs.
That's what they were talking about.
Hey, I'm telling you, you're not a player, you can't acknowledge. Like, Kyle tried to talk to me. Oh, you're going to lose to Green Bay. You're not a winner. You can't acknowledge.
Like, you're not in the playoff. Like, why are we speaking? You're not even in the dance. Like, leave.
See you next year. Maybe. But you know, honestly, be real with you, Rob. Mm-hmm. I didn't care. We could have got smacked by 50 against Dallas. I didn't personally care. This is the first Skins Cowboys game I didn't care because nothing they could do other than injure would really hurt us. And I'm just like, man, so what? They could sweep us, but at the end of the day, we're in the playoffs.
Exactly. This thing was so anticlimactic.
It was anticlimactic, but then Kirk Cousins throwing three touchdowns.
Yo, then he just bust the game open. I was like, hey, this is one way to end the season. Let's go.
That Garcon touchdown? Bro, I was running around my room.
Yo.
We overdo it. Oh, we caught it. Oh!
Right. Yeah, that was man, that was some great plays, man. Great way to end the season.
And that's what, all I'm going to say is I'm not going to be the Redskins fan that says Super Bowl. But our team needs our confidence. If we get a home playoff victory under our belt and in our systems.
Yeah, it's going to get interesting, man. Like, if we beat Aaron Rodgers,
Rob,
in the playoffs,
my favorite quarterback in the game today. I mean, Peyton's my favorite probably all time. But Aaron Rodgers today is my favorite quarterback. That's been my main man. Watch his first touchdown. I've been an Aaron Rodgers fan from the jump. I've never seen Aaron as bad, man.
Yeah. He's been looking shaky this year, man.
I guess Jordy, man.
I told people just think you can just like – people thought he was like – they had the Patriots system. We just plug in receivers and different pieces and it'll work. Like, it hasn't looked the same.
It hasn't. And don't get me wrong, like, statistically, Aaron's having a decent season.
Yeah.
But if you would have
said
Kirk Cousins would have thrown more touchdowns this year than Aaron Rodgers, I would have laughed in your face, put up money I didn't have, all that stuff. And I would be a broke person today.
Right? When you look at the numbers, man, Kirk had a great year this year. And, you know, Aaron Rodgers, his year was good, but it's not up to Aaron Rodgers' standards.
Agreed. This is the same man who had a 9-1 touchdown and interception rate ratio in 2011.
That was ridiculous.
45 touchdowns and 6 picks. We may never see that again. And throwing for like 4,500 yards. Going 15-1.
Yeah, he was on
the legendary stuff, dog. But all I'll say is the Redskins, we did lose some people in the secondary, which is our weakest, you know, part of the team. Me. And Aaron Rodgers is a quality quarterback, so I'm not gonna say we won't blow him out. Like some people, my dad was like, yeah, there's some Skins fans that we won't blow him out. We're not blowing them out. Competitive game, high scoring too, because their defense can't stop us.
Yeah, I don't think. Like I said, as long as we got Reed healthy, our offense is gonna be. You know, we're fine.
If they worry about Deshaun, Jameson gonna be the breakout star. And if they worry about Jameson, Deshaun gonna get a touchdown and just swag on everybody. It's gonna be a fun game.
This is a very winnable game for us. It's in our reach. We can get this W.
Oh, definitely. This isn't like I'm scared of Green Bay. This is like, okay, this is the challenge. Now that's what we got to do.
I'm definitely happier we're playing Green Bay than Seattle.
Oh, I am too. Like, I want to play Seattle. No.
No. They looking like they getting together too good right now, man. That defense is looking ridiculous again.
Mm-hmm. Hey, last hypothetical. Could you imagine a Skins Seahawks NFC Championship game?
That would be
and
crazy.
It would be here.
Exactly. They'd have to play us in Landover, you know. FedEx Field.
You gonna be at
Loki? I would actually try to finesse a way to get up here and see the game, man. I'd have to call my cousin. He always gets the hookup to something, especially Redskins tickets.
Yeah, they're giving out Redskins tickets at work, and I'm just like, man. And then one of the Angus Archers, she's a Cowboy fan. She's like, are you trying to go to the game, Dad? I'm like, unless you guys want to bless me with tickets, I'm not going to the game. I don't got it like that. So, yeah, man, that's the biggest thing. The playoffs is definitely – this season has been so hot on that we might experience the greatest playoff season ever. In our lifetime, not ever. Because last year was phenomenal. I think this year is going to be just as phenomenal. Either phenomenal or polarizing or both. Remember I said it. It's documented in this podcast, so I don't want to hear nothing from nobody. That's all I'm going to say. All right. So, Rob, should I tell the people how we bought in 2016, man?
Yeah. Oh, man. Let them know. Let them know.
Okay. So, if you ever would hang with us, and you should totally do that, if I present a party move, it is the move. There's nothing. Like, this is it. We rise or fall with this move. So, shout out my boys, Los, Lil Jon, Damo. They were like, we're going to party. I'm like, that. And it was cool last year. It was D&D dope. We're going to get to that a little later because, you know, D&D dope. A lot of people, free liquor. We were watching dudes fall down the steps because they were too drunk. It was hilarious. Great way to bring in 2015. But I'm like, man, these girls could squirt. This would really be something. Mind you,
exactly.
Add the word to 5 to like 5:15 p.m., and for those who look at my Snapchat, I get to work at like 3:50 every day. So imagine that. Yeah, I have to work. So I was like, you know what, guys, I'm doing it all night. Going out. And I already bet. So I leave work, fill up the gas tank, folks bless me with chicken and wings. Not chicken and wings, that sounds stupid. Pizza and wings. Then I'm like, all right, cool. Picked up my boy Steph at our homegirl spot. She gave us the greatest combination in the world. Yeah. Honey Jack and Simply Lemonade. So we feeling good off that. Then we go to Kentland, pick up Bobby G, go get some go to our boy spot. And he's like, yo, man, it's a whole bunch of dudes. I'm like, what? No, it can't be. No, 2016 can't start like this. But the Lord looked out in our favor. And they started coming through. And then, Rob, the unthinkable happened. They started twerking. What a better way to bring in 2016 than I got twerked on the DMV. Guys, I'll explain it in a little bit. It was legit. It was in the cut. It didn't get shut down. And we had a great time. Would you agree? Did you have a good time?
It was great, man. Dope. See some people, you know. Turn up with the homies. You know, it was what's up.
Man, this one dude made a concoction. I swear it was like Henny and Everclear. It's a terrible combination. And when I'm going to, if I drink a certain drink, it'll take me to my limit. I either pass it to the bros or pour for the homies who couldn't be here. I poured it for the homies who couldn't be here, and Rob can attest.
Oh,
I had to take Rob back to his house, and I went straight to work. No sleep.
No sleep.
Leave work at 10. Go to brunch. You know, shout out other Rob, man. Big Rob. Motivational speaker.
Yeah,
great loser squad. And his girl
is
some amazing crew, man. You are blessed. So come back. I told them I'm going to crash. I crashed. My brother wake me up.
Oh, boy, did you crash.
I wake up to 8 missed phone calls.
Everybody was calling you. Everybody.
Call,
we're like, yo.
Voicemail. Yeah, dude, voicemail, man.
When you got to tweet somebody's brother to wake them up, that's when you know the nap is too real.
You work my schedule and then go get excited. And then complain if you don't take a 5.
When you sleep, bro, you sleep. Oh,
anyway, took a nap, woke up, it was like, yo, Ellie coming to your crib. I'm like, cool. I'm thinking Steph gave him the gate code. Wrong. Give out the gate code. Anyway, that didn't happen. And when I eat, I like to unwind, relax, no phone. So my phone's blowing up again. Dad, where you at? Dad, where you at? So Ellie came through with his brother David, man. It's my homie. Steph had his AKA part, right? He was gasping, like, yo, it's going to be so many hoes, man. I got you know, use y'all game to finesse. I'm like, okay. In my mind, I'm like, this could either be really good or really bad.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Y'all listen, it was cool. There was a lot of beautiful, I mean, straight, like,
bad joints
at that part. The Lord said amen again and again and again. But there was a lot of dudes.
Yeah. It was heavy in there.
But it was cool, though. We had a little punch. Shout out to Poison Ivy drink. It was cool. Then Stephon girl pours the Henny. So it was like, you drink a Henny.
Oh, yeah.
It
definitely had the Henny in it.
So I became a DJ. I was spinning classic. But the speakers were trash. So
yo,
no,
those drinks were horrible. Oh, man.
But the girl Valerie was so bad. She was like, you know, I like your mix. I'm like, cool. I don't know what you're drinking. And she's like, Crown Royal. I'm like, for real? She's like, yeah. I'm like, I have some. And she was like, I'm going to come down with the bottle. You know, girls like me all the time. She came through, woman of her word, gave me some of the bottle. Then we me, for my boys. But again, they ain't want any. So I went to the homies, man. So I had to drive. I was super drunk and be like, bro, how we getting home? So
right.
Then I took, you know, Rob home and then took my boys home. It was good. And then the next day, our homegirl, Jamila, she's going away to Atlanta. She got a job with the Atlanta Braves. I want 3D on Sanders and Hank Aaron gear. Nah, no, I'm low-key serious. And we were drinking at her spot. So I've been drinking the past couple of days. I had a great shift in 2016. Anything else crazy happened? Wait, you was with me the whole time. So I can't even.
Yep.
We got twerked on. We got turned.
Yep.
We met a whole bunch of beautiful chicks. Life was good. Life was good. So,
yeah, man, life was great, man.
What are your goals, you know?
My goals for 2016. First and foremost, he said, I'm going to drop what?
You want to drop knowledge with our listeners? What you got going, D? Street, you know, Rob.
Yeah, man. You know, first and foremost, going to pass all my classes, you know, with at least a B. You know, at least a B. I'm not going to promise 4.0s, but I'm going to get at least a 3.0 something.
Cool,
you know, hope another one. You know, this podcast to take off. That's the goal. Like, just to be. Everybody's like, oh man, that 1,000 jumpers. It's like, that's just to have it buzzing. You know, get it trending on Twitter a couple of times, and you know, then this year, I may want to kind of dabble back into music. You know?
You say you want to do what?
You know, I might want to drop a project this year, man. I've been cooking up something on the low.
Rob, in the lab working?
You know, I me, man. I be taking my time and just chilling, and then I'm like, you know, I just rap where I want to rap. But it's looking promising, man. So definitely by the summer, I should drop it.
All right, talk is cheap, man. Once we get that single, we're going to premiere right here on 1,000 Jumpers. And if it's trash,
of course, man. Hey, man, I need that honest opinion. If it's garbage, I need people like, yo, boo, hard, just boo it. Like, call in and just trash it. But if it's hard, don't hold back the applause. I'm going to need all the props.
Respect. You know we're going to make it happen.
So, those are my big three.
Bad.
What about you, man?
My goals. Like, not overthinking situations, because I overthink a lot. I like to get lost in my thoughts of Dapper J, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like me not overthinking, it just allowed me to just have more fun. And I'm not saying I haven't had fun. Believe me, man. If you was hanging with me this past year, we had fun. A lot of fun. But, you know, just always more fun. I do want this podcast to blow up. Along with building my brand. A lot of people really bailing me through Twitter. So, shout out everyone who follows me. If you listen to this, you're awesome. If you're not, you're still awesome. If you follow me, you are awesome. I do. And maybe travel. I want to travel with the bros once this year. So we can go to New Orleans for that young alumni bash. That's going to be lit. Like Ellie, our boy Ellie, we were talking. He was like, imagine hearing back that thing up in New Orleans. I was like, bro, I don't know what I'd do.
Oh, man. What?
That'd be a monumental moment in my life. I need that.
Yo, the snaps would be lit, man.
Forget the snaps. I might not even snap. I might just live it. And someone else records me getting twerked on it. The personal file forever. Like
right.
Twerk. Those are like all-time classics in the vault. You feel me? So doing that and just like to have fun, build a brand, enjoy what you do. I got a job in my field. It don't get much better
than that.
That's
a blessing. That is a blessing.
Heck yeah, it's a blessing. You know, we blood, shed, and tears for this. So definitely, like, just have fun. You know, just save money, maybe start investing. Just keep being me. I feel like people like me then, they love me now. I hope they continue to love me. And respect me. And respect
exactly.
Me. That's the most important thing. Oh, and I have one more goal. Women need to twerk in the DMV. That's just like in Kuwait when we were in high school. We could have really, like, springboarded it. Because let me break this down, Rob. You tell me about one. High school, / if you was going to the go-go in high school, twerking, clapping, all that wonderful stuff, right?
Yeah. Crazy.
Then we get to college, and especially me, I went from seeing, like, girls kind of dancing and being picky to, like, it's a free-for-all, five-star buffet.
Right?
So I come home, and go home, college is great. A lot of my friends at the college, they know it. They know the life they live. So when they gonna come home, they gonna bring it back, right? Wrong.
Nope.
You don't get no twerks, man.
None.
I think that twerk on New Year's might have been the first twerk I got in the DMV. Yeah.
Oh man,
like
that's crazy.
2013. It's a long time, Rob.
Yeah, man. It's crazy that, like, I don't think it's a culture. It's part of the culture up here.
My thing is, I was telling you, I'm like, we went to this house party, Rob. It was like a squad party. I mean, cars lined up everywhere. Mm. Everyone was there. Like, music was blasting. Beautiful girls. Some of the girls went to A&T, and I know they twerk. I've seen them twerk at A&T. No one did anything, and it got shut down.
Oh, man.
It was a bad day. Girls would have been choosing like crazy.
Right? I feel like,
you might think someone titties. But when you're not twerking on anyone and the majority of the party is twerking, it's like, what you here for?
Exactly.
You can get turned with your girl at the crib.
That's what I understand. Like, if you come to some, you go outside and girls will be dancing with their friends. Like, what are you doing? Like, you could just chill with your friends in your room and dance. Or they just sit there and don't do anything. And I'm like, you could just sit in your room and play music. Like, if you're not about to come out there and do something, like, what are you here for?
One of our mottos for our squad parties was twerk and get the F out, which was created by Dom. Dom wrote that. He was like, TK probably be like, Torp, get that foul. And I was like, yo, we getting out a t-shirt. And we did, and I still wear it to this day when appropriate.
When appropriate.
Hey, right. I mean, my dad's going to see that. My dad's like, Torp, get that foul. What is that? My dad got mad at my dad. He said, do right and kill everything. And he was like, what is that supposed to mean? I'm like, it's a hot line. I think it's fire. Really? It was a gift. Like, oh, really? See, man, they don't want me to be great, man. They don't want me to prosper.
They don't want it, man.
If people really, I want people to have more fun. Like, if you have fun, like, people up here, you could attest, Rob. It's gotta be too cool. You can call me whatever you want to call me. Some people can call me lame or corny because I be dancing around, acting goofy and stupid. And if you get me at a party, you know I do. And take selfies. Phone come out and you taking selfies.
A lot of selfies.
That's how you know it's lit, ass Rob, man. I'll tell you.
It is. Every like, once you do that, you like, this might be crazy.
Selfie time. And y'all need to know. Right. And me saying that, it's like, people just post up, yeah, this party lit. Like, my homie, I saw the other day at JCPenney, he was like, yeah, that party was lit. I was like, it was cool.
It's like, right?
One of my parties.
And then you're going to be like, yeah. I still think the culture of that, of, you know, the more south you get, I think people are more, you know, as stripped down, so to speak. Like, there's not a lot of pride in it, because, I mean, generally when you think of people from the south, you don't think of people in business suits. I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, stereotype a whole region, but you don't think of people in business suits like that. But, like, when you think of, you know, people up north, you know, D.C. area, you know, even, you know, New York, stuff like that, you think of people, you know, more proper and things. And I think, I mean, it's just more of a family, you know, close-knit in the south than it is up north, you know. So you don't have the same walls up.
Understood. And I feel like that can change. Like, we can definitely change that. You know, for something better. I don't know what will be the change.
Mm-hmm.
I just want fun. They don't say they got to twerk. I just want more fun. People can have fun. I'm cool with that, man. Awesome. But that's just one of my goals. Well, with a proper, I got to go to more parties, but I work too much, which I'm not complaining at all. So my boss is like, I'm just saying, like, I think I was telling Jerry, I was like, at school, and Rob, like, you could tell the people, because you've seen, you grew up with me, so you know me, and then you saw me at school, and it was two completely different drills.
Yep.
Drills at home, like, your family, laid back, we make a couple moves every now and then. I'm watching some NFL Network, MTV Jam, or BET Jam, still going to change the name. Jarrell at school. If I'm not in the meeting, I'm putting the moves
right
in the room. Organizing
all the meetings.
Together. We can all eat together. Arranging who's getting what bottle.
Exactly.
Everything. Inviting the girls. All that. Making sure we get in the party for free. All of that.
Yep.
And we did.
It's definitely two different worlds, man.
And I was like the maestro. I could dictate how things went. Am I lying, Rob? Let me know if I'm lying.
Hey, man, you put in work, man. You put in work.
I just want to make
told,
sure
I told Cass, man. I predicted this in 10th grade that you put in work like this.
That's why Rob
is one of them. I said, yo, man. When you get older, bro, you're going to be the man just by your personality and how you treat people and how people look at you. You're going to be the man. You know, I'm just chilling, man. You know, I'm just out here, you know, just trying to be me. I'm like, it's okay. But when it happens, just know I saw it.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. So that's just my thing. We got to get these girls to twerk. But something that they will twerk to is Kiss 3 by Kate. Did you see these segues? I'm nice, man. I'm nice. Wow. All right. If you don't know, Kate has a thing called, like, Kiss series. Like, I think Kiss 2 dropped 2014, dang. It's been 2 years. And on Kiss 2, I remember it had Acting Up. And I'll never forget it. You know how I like to play my music in my room. I just blast music, whether it's smooth music. I'm not, like, getting myself in the mood, but, like, sensual music, like, just regular music. So I'm blasting Acting Up, right? And this is where I'm living with, like, Oz, Marcel, and Van. And Oz in the room, I'm blasting it. And the song, and he was like, he knocked on my door. Yo, Dad. Like, yeah, what song was that? I was like, oh, that's Acting Up by K-Can. He was like, that's a tight song. I'm like, yo, girl come over, play this. All right, bet. I swear, like, the next day, I came from a meeting, and I just hear a blast in the suite. And I was like, my man did it. And he just looked at me afterwards and was like, thanks, Dad. I was like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So ever since then, I really made me a fan of K-Camp. And I interviewed him 2013 G-Ho. Wait. Yeah, 2013 G-Ho. Shout out K-Camp. That's the homie. And he dropped Kiss 3. And he got some joints. Like, one thing about K-Camp, he know how to make it. One. Two, his beats are all dope. Three, he got one of the smoothest melodies in the game. Like, think of melodies that you can just, like, the hook game is crazy. Chord straight. You know, you could throw in my man Tory Lanez. You could throw in K-Camp. Chris Brown. It's like their hooks are just so melodic, and they just get caught in your head. And with the beats, you're just like, this joint is fire. So if you haven't heard Kiss 3, I'm actually going to play a song from Kiss 3 in the podcast called Too Crazy. It's real smooth. Ladies going to love it. Dudes going to put it. Well, in that smooth playlist, I ain't gonna say you can get something to it. You can. I personally would. Shout out my West Coast fans. So definitely look up, you know, Kiss 3 by K-Camp. I'm a Dreamville fan. So shout out Kaz, he dropped his mixtape. Nothing personal. I gotta check that out. And speaking of music, have you heard about the Breaks, the VH1 special? With, like, Mac Wiles, Method Man.
No.
It's like, it's basically an ode to 90s hip hop.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like they made a movie on 90s hip hop. Like, it takes place in Brooklyn in 1990, where hip hop is starting to, like, take off nationally, but it's seen as bad. You have three people. You have one guy who's a producer and a DJ. You have one girl who will do anything it takes to get put on. Not like she'll be a hoe or anything, but she hustles. You got this white guy who's kind of privileged, like his father works in the industry, but he just loved rap. Like, he loved real hip-hop. So it's a really good movie. If you haven't looked at it, you should definitely check it out. If you love hip-hop, like, it's that 90s, that boom bap, that golden era flow. It's definitely legit. I just saw, literally for the podcast, it's excellent. Beginning to end, it's excellent. It tells that real tale of hip-hop. Definitely gotta check that out. Is there anything else that happened?
Okay.
Oh, also, President Obama did a speech on the show today. And, you know, me working in the news. And he comes on, it's breaking. So I got to look to the speech. That's the top 10 speeches by President Barack Obama that I've heard. And then him crying kind of sealed it, because it showed, like, he really cares for his gun control. Like, all the stuff that affects him, like, in his hometown of Chicago, the San Bernardino shooting, the Newtown shooting that happened. He even said, like, the congresswoman who got shot in Arizona, Robert, 5 years ago.
Yeah.
For real? So I thought it was like yesterday.
It was
5 years?
Yeah, I thought it was like a couple years ago, but 5 years.
Exactly.
Man.
I was like, dang, we getting, dog, that's crazy. So yeah. I just want to shout out our president, man. Not now, but like when we have grandkids and they in school, I think they'll give our president his due as one of the greatest presidents of all time. Like the swag, the calm, the cool about him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I ever privileged to meet President Obama and we get a picture, everyone's seeing that. Everyone's going to see it.
That'd be a dope moment.
I'll title it the greatest picture I'll ever take, and then just go to sleep. There's nothing you can do with stop. I'm a legend. All you guys, kick rocks. Feel free to hate on me because the line's about to get longer and longer. All right, I'm not president. Yeah. We got only a couple more topics. We got so much. I love having an hour. And we're still
figuring out. Yeah, man. It's that freedom, man.
But we're all going to get better. Like, you got to understand. We're going to do some things 2016 with this podcast.
We're putting in the work.
We're making more moves quietly. You'll see in time. We're about to do your thing on real quick. But, yo, man, switching to sports. I don't know how many times athlete have baby mama drama. It happens, like, basically every day, it feels like.
Right. Usually Dwight Howard.
But in this particular case, you have the reigning NBA Finals MVP.
Yeah, man. AI number two.
All respect. And I guess him and his baby mother, they're going through some things. And
yeah.
Rob, I know. How much do you think it takes care? How much would you need to take care of a child per month?
A month? I don't. Not. I mean, a nice amount. Maybe a few hundred, $500,000.
$500,000.
Yeah,
a month.
Yeah, because you gotta pay for. You know, you gotta pay for things. You never know what happens. You know, your kid gets sick. You know, that's a really big deal if a baby gets sick.
You said $500,000.
No, 500 or 1,000.
Oh,
to 1,000. Not 500.
Oh,
500,000. That doesn't even make sense.
What are you doing? Is that what your parents taught you? Because let me meet Mr. George real quick and come up off that.
Man, I wish I had a budget of 500 grand a month. I wouldn't be on the phone talking to anybody right now.
You probably wouldn't.
I'm only here to get famous.
Anyway, Iguodala is going to get $58,000 a month.
Whew.
Rob,
yeah,
you
man.
Do you want to do the math for our listeners? I think you should do the math for our listeners.
$58,000 a month? That's, That's over 600,000.
Let's see if Rob is correct.
I mean, of course it's over 600. It's, what is it, 696,000?
You are, the numbers are right, the digits are wrong.
600, how much is it?
6.96
million. Million? Really?
Nah, I'm lying. I just messed that up. I did my math wrong. You know, I'm a journalism major.
Hey, you know, y'all get them zeros.
Yeah,
but yeah.
Like, are you right?
I'm nice with it. I'm nice with it.
I was right. Hey, and I was really good at math, too. You know, I made mistakes. We're human.
Next.
You need $696,000 to take care of a child.
That's ridiculous. Most lawyers and stuff don't make that much money a year. And they be taking care of whole families.
Her cousins don't make that much
money.
And he's leading the playoffs. Come on, man.
$700,000 a year for that is ridiculous.
It's very ridiculous.
Like,
now
we're
not
going to draw a line.
We're not, you know, we're priceless. Let's be reasonable, guys. We don't need almost $700,000 a year to raise it.
Exactly. I think people get taxed because they can. Like, it's like, yo, because you're rich, your kids should have all of this. I'm like, well, man, what? Like, if the kid wants all this, man, then send the kid to me. Like, bro, if you're in a relationship, like, if you're in a relationship and you leave and you take the kid, then the kid's going to have to get used to your life.
Not my life.
And that's, I don't think it's fair. Maybe it's because I'm a man or whatever.
Like,
you know?
I didn't say she deserves to be compensated. I'm cool with that.
She don't have to work a day for the next 18 years if she's getting that much money.
That's ridiculous. She going to spend all that money shopping.
Right, right. You can't logically spend $58,000 a month on one baby. So most of that money is probably going to her somewhere. I mean, like, you can even be like, yo, we can start a college fund. It don't take that much money. Like, I mean, college is expensive. But $200,000 to put you through college.
Yeah.
$200,000, $300,000. Tops. You get that half a year. It's half the year. So you can't even say, yo, I'm starting a college fund. Like, you better start a stock portfolio or something.
$700,000? What's wrong with the people, man? Like, I don't get it, Rob. I really don't.
Man, all I'm gonna say is athletes fight for custody. Take the kids. Like, I mean, this mother should always have be able to see the children, just like a father should. But $58,000 is ridiculous. Anybody asking for that much money is outrageous and irrational. They don't need to be around that person that much anyway. Take the kid, man.
Definitely. I mean, well, you
if for any other reason, it's cheaper.
I don't need to add my 2 cents to it. Before, we got a little bit more baby drama, actually. You hear about Future Lil Wayne?
Yeah.
One that is Future about to drop even more fire than this. Because when you go into something, it's all fire. Think of like the last great bodies of work. Adele's entire catalog, all fire. Take Care, Drake's best album. Thought of, I mean, like Dirty Sprite 2, Future's best album.
Mm-hmm.
Dark Sky Paradise, Big Sean's best album.
Big Sean's best, yep.
This continues. So definitely, I feel like, I don't know that whole situation really start giving comments on Future or Sierra.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to disrespect them in any way. But I just feel like we got to thank Sierra for the future rain to continue to go and go and go.
Yeah, man. Everybody plays their part.
Everybody. So for that, we are thankful.
Thank you.
Now, to close out, you know, 1,000 Jumpers, we're going to do this game changer topic.
Yeah.
Rob, I'm watching sports my whole life, and I'm sure you have too.
You know,
we
during
our lifetime, the amount of game changes we've been blessed to see hasn't been that many. Like, before we even go into the game changes we have seen, Rob, you the one who brought the topic. What is a game changer?
For me, a game changer has to be dominant in whatever they do. Like, whatever their niche is, they have to be dominant in it. They have to, like, the game has to be, this is going to be redundant, but the game has to be changed around them. Like, in some way, like, if a league changes rules to slow them down, that automatically makes you a game changer to me. Like, you have to be able, you have to win. In whatever sport you're in or whatever field, you know, you can have an artist that's a game changer too. But whatever you do, you have to win. It has to produce wins, whether it's, you know, classic albums and sales or whatever, or if we're just talking sports, your team has to win. Like when Calvin Johnson had the crazy year and they were like 0-16, that's not game changing. You didn't win any games. Like, you have to put so much such an impact on the game that we know without a shadow of a doubt that your absence would lead to destruction of whatever team you're on. Like, and you have to do it for a nice sustained period of time. One great year does not make you a game changer. Multiple years makes you a game changer.
All right. Now, with that being said, what sport should we start first? Football or basketball?
We can start basketball. I think that's the easiest.
All right. I'm going to just throw out names, and you tell me if they're a game changer, and you can say why if you want.
Okay.
Well, Michael Jordan.
Game changers.
Well, Chamberlain.
Well, of course, both the games. They had to do the 3 seconds.
Okay.
The 3 seconds. Shaq, game changer. Zone defense.
Magic Johnson.
Game changer. He could, the positions to go from point to center in the finals on the biggest stage and dominate, he's a game changer. Also, Jordan is a game changer. I like to say this, though, because Jordan changed the league from being more of a, from being a big man centered league to guard oriented. So he ushered in the era of the guard. But,
okay. Bird.
Larry Bird. Is Larry Bird 3 straight MVPs? He's a game changer because he just, the shooting, like him putting the ball in the hoop that prolific with that kind of will. And his sustained stats, like, he's been ridiculous. Like, there's not many people you can match up in that position with his stats. Other than LeBron, there's really nobody.
All right. Now, here's an interesting one. Is Julius Erving the game?
Julius, oh, of course, the dunk, the excitement he brought to the game. Like, his scoring alone from the ABA to the NBA, he's a game changer.
All right. I'm getting all the ones that I think who are game changers.
Okay.
Allen Iverson.
Game changer. Of course. Zone defense.
Did I mention Shaq already?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this is the one that we were really debating on. Is Kobe Bryant a game changer?
Is Kobe Bryant a game? That's hard. Like, you can be dominant and not be a game changer, though.
Break it down.
But, like, there's a lot of people who had great, great years. I mean, great careers, but aren't necessarily a game changer. Like, I don't think Karl Malone was a game changer. Maybe with the pick and roll, him and Stockton together is a game changer combo. Or, like, Kevin Garnett is great, and he's my second favorite player of all time. But I don't think Kevin Garnett is necessarily a game changer as far as just the shift, you know. But Kobe, because he's so much in the mold of Michael Jordan, it's hard for me to say that he changed the game.
Okay.
Like, he dominated it, but as far as legacy-wise, there's a difference between legacy and just playing. So I think legacy-wise, I don't think I would put him as a game changer. Also, because he only has one MVP. Like, he didn't – I don't think there was – that's debatable. I don't think there was years where he was reigning as the greatest. You know, there was always a lot of people around in that, whether it was T-Mac, LeBron towards the end. You know, he had Wade for years competing for the spot.
Even Gilbert.
Yeah, Gilbert had a year or two.
Three.
So it was. So I don't know about, but as far as playing, I do think he's put a lot of work in. You know, I think also the lack of team success, where it wasn't, you know, another star player with him, holds him back from being a game changer to me.
All right. Now, is there any game changers today? Because you can let me know if I'm wrong. The game changer today, Kevin Durant, is a game changer. LeBron James is
LeBron James is a game changer.
And Steph Curry.
I wouldn't put Steph as a game changer.
I think Steph is a game changer.
He hasn't done it long enough for me.
But he's been doing that not at this pace.
Exactly.
Think 2013. When they got
really,
club,
but not on this level.
Rob, and when they beat the Nuggets, and then they end up facing the Spurs, I know I was talking to my boy Ja, and he was just better. He's like, bro, Steph is unstoppable. I'm like, dude, he is. And he was the only one giving them fits before they faced the Heat in that climatic, you know, crazy NBA Finals they had, especially with the Game 6. So, I think it's been about 3 years now.
Nah, but he hasn't dominated the game. Like, this is the first year where everybody says, whoa, look at him. Like, he hasn't even been top 10 player in the last 2 years before, I don't think.
What?
Like, you can legitimately name 10 people better than Steph. Probably in the last 2 years prior. This year, he's playing like he's the best player in the game. But, I mean, on one end, because on defense, he's okay. He's improved, but he's not that great. That's why he's still not the best player in the league to me. LeBron still is on both ends.
Oh,
because he does it both. But Steph, like, to me, this is his breakout year. And if he continues the success for maybe four years, then I can say he's a game changer. But nobody was checking for him 2 years ago. Well,
you know, not including last year for, you know, the finals, right? But the year before,
and plus he had a lot of injuries early in his career. You
That's
know,
fair
with the
enough.
Ankles. So he didn't step on there and just be like, "Pooh, look at the Warriors," because they lost to the Spurs that series.
They did, but it was kind of like they're the only people to like stun them. Like,
it was like, I mean, he's always been exciting, but a game changer? This year, he's changed. He's cooking. This is a game changer season. This is a dominant season, but he's got to do this for a few more years.
All right. Let's switch to
for Durant.
You can ask me, because I let you take over basketball. Let's ask you football, and then we'll close this, you know, podcast out.
Football, game changers. Start with easy ones. Deion Sanders.
Prime, man. Yeah, game changes. This man, one, he shut down half the field, and then when he got a pick, he was high step from the 50 and still scoring touchdowns. He was the person you told your kids not to be like, and then he became that, and was still swagging on you people. Definition of swagger. Yes, game change. We still
Moss.
Doing it then. All right, let me stop. I'm going to get him a DRM.
Randy Moss.
Absolutely. Like, no, they were deep threats before Randy, but he elevated, like, the bomb, throwing a deep ball, knowing, like, if I can connect this to Randy, he's going to score. Or big play. Like, I never seen a lateral where Randy, before someone catches it, is getting tackled, and then just throws it behind their head to someone they don't even see. Randy's amazing, dog. Randy's amazing.
Marshall Faulk.
Yes, because without him, the Rams don't win that Super Bowl. Kurt Warner isn't a two-time NFL MVP and Super Bowl MVP.
I give him that. Is T.O. a game changer?
As great as T.O. is, I don't know if he's a game changer. Number one, his skill set is crazy. It was him and Randy, the two best receivers of our generation.
Yeah.
The man made huge plays. Did he obliterate teams? Yes. Did he have impact on games? Yeah. But he had way too many drops for all-time great receivers. You know how many touchdowns T.O. dropped against the Skins alone? It's ridiculous. It's truly ridiculous. You can remember some of the Right. I don't think he's a game changer. Jerry's a game changer, without doubt. T.O. a game changer? Like, did we really like... Were we
in me?
I don't know. It's a close call with T.O.
I mean, but I think he elevated every team he's been on, though.
The first three, yeah.
He definitely put 49ers wouldn't have been anything. Once Jerry was gone, if T.O. wasn't there.
Yeah, you know, hot streets, bro. They were fired.
Stop.
Hey, Garrison Hurst was legit, man. Shout out Garrison.
Yeah, when he wasn't injured.
Hey, he was legit. All right, next up.
Let's see. In today's game, game changes of today's game. Who do you think is a game changer in today's game?
Adrian Peterson is a game changer.
Agreed.
Fact. Peyton and Tom Brady are game changers.
Mm-hmm.
Who else is a game changer? Like I was telling you yesterday, I think Odell Beckham could be a game changer.
I don't think he is. Like,
the Giants, like, don't get me wrong, people are going to, like, you know, shout out Greg, he's a Falcons fan. He's saying Julio's the GOAT. And Antonio Brown is crazy nice in Pittsburgh. They had crazy catches this season, like, in terms of 127, 125 receptions. That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
But under 10 touchdowns, Odell got 25 and has only played 24 games. He has a touchdown
but
a game.
But has he won?
No. But without That's him, I don't even think they have the record they have.
Well, what record do they have?
Touché, touché, my brother. I feel like he's emerging to be a game changer. Like, the jaw-dropping catches, his playmaking
mm-hmm.
ability, we haven't seen that in wide receiver in a while. Like, don't get me wrong, I think Megatron is crazy too, but they didn't win.
Exactly.
You know?
They don't have a lot of team success.
Right. Man. We can keep going about the game changer. Hey, hit us up on Twitter, at DapperJ, just the letter J, and at BobbyGeorge413. Continue the
mm-hmm.
conversation. But we
Hashtag 1000Jumpers.
So quick shout-out. We want to shout-out, D.
Man, shout-out everybody. It's a new year, man. New year. Shout-out us for keep it going in the new year. Shout out everybody for listening. You know, everybody who gets other people to listen, tune in. Shout out to my family, friends who support me. And, you know, take it away.
All right, man. Shout out my homie, Ashley. Linked up with you yesterday. She's the future, man. Ashley Wilson. Remember that name. She's going to do big things. Shout out my bro, Miles. He's been supporting me. That's my little bro, man. That's the night he's done. That's my homie. You know, shot one of the Squad Saturdays videos, man. He that dude. Believe that.
Yeah.
To all my people from A&T, from here to beyond, I love y'all. Man, just keep doing our thing. Keep supporting us. We're going to keep supporting you. On that note, we're going to play Too Crazy, my man, K-Camp. And until next time, I think we're Friday at 5 unless we do something crazy.
Yeah.
Peace.
Too crazy, man, that bitch act too crazy. Every time we fuck, it's too crazy. Man, my life is too crazy.
Shit, too crazy.
Too crazy. Everybody think I'm too crazy.
True.
Smoking on drink, that's too crazy.
True.
Spill my drink, I'm too crazy.
True.
Too crazy, too crazy, too crazy, too crazy, too crazy.
Yeah.
You know a young nigga too
crazy.
Too crazy. Crazy, too crazy, too crazy, too crazy.
Too crazy.
You know y'all niggas too crazy. I get money for a hobby. Bad bitches all in the lobby.
Yeah, yeah.
If you little niggas gon' copy, make sure you do the shit properly.
Yeah, yeah.
Young niggas stacking that broccoli. Bad hoes wanna stand beside me.
Yeah, yeah.
I fucked her friendship probably.
Yeah, yeah.
Snapchat the pussy, no got it. Man, my bitch ain't too crazy.
Crazy.
Shout a double trouble like two babies.
Babe.
You ain't getting money, you too late.
Babe.
Shout a broke and mad, that's two faces. I got that money on me like I'm post to. Young nigga made six figures all pro tools. You ain't wanna let me in, so I had to show you. When I got problems, who the fuck can I go to? Man, this shit is too crazy. Man, that bitch act too crazy. Every time we fuck, it's too crazy. Man, my life is too crazy.
Shit, too crazy.
Too crazy. Everybody
boys think I'm too crazy. Smoking on dank, that's too crazy. Spill my drink, I'm too crazy. Too crazy.
Yeah.
You know a young nigga too crazy.
Too crazy.
You know a young nigga too crazy. Can't stop a nigga on a mission. Got my bitch whipping in the kitchen.
Yeah, yeah.
Shouted that pussy finger licking. And I ain't even get a chance to stick it.
Yeah, yeah.
Nigga, we do this for a living. Bit better watch for the pimping.
Yeah, yeah.
Hooked on the money, I'm fishing.
Yeah, yeah.
Hooked on the money, I'm fishing. Shawty wanna ride like
slow-mo.
Drink got the boy on slow-mo.
Drink.
Shawty lad nigga is a bozo.
Bozo.
You can catch me getting money in some shell toe.
Hey.
You can catch me getting money in some flip-flop.
Flop.
Told a little shawty make sure the door lock.
Yeah.
Brand new, so I had to let the fro lock.
Yeah.
Shawty licking on a nigga like a blow pop.
What?
And I swear to God, it's too crazy.
Man, that bitch ass too crazy.
Yes, sir.
Every time we fuck, it's too crazy.
Man, my life is too crazy.
Shit, too crazy.
Too crazy. Everybody think I'm too crazy.
True.
Smoking on dank, that's too crazy.
True.
Steal my drink, I'm too crazy.
True.
Too crazy, too crazy, too crazy, too crazy, too crazy.
Yeah.
You know a young nigga too crazy.
Too crazy.
Too crazy, too crazy, too crazy, too crazy, too crazy,
too crazy.
You know a young nigga too crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Slow.
Yeah, yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Slow.
Turn up, hoe.